All right, a little blues to get us going this morning. In fact, a little Madison blues to get us going this morning. Westside Andy and Mel Ford together with Jimmy Vaglia on the piano. The song is called Beer, and I play that in honor of American Craft Beer Week, which is this week, and which is basically every week here in the Resistance.
It's the best week of my life right now, Pat.
As always is the case on Friday morning, I've got the food, Dee's got the beer, we're going to feed the Resistance.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. If we could start with a short story here.
Okay.
This one starts in a bar like a lot of my stories start. My wife and I are fully vaccinated, plus the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we went out for a glass of wine the other night, sitting in the bar, drinking a glass of wine. This woman walks in. She looks at me and gives me this really weird look. Says, "You're drinking wine?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "But you usually drink beer." And I said, "Well, I drink beer sometimes and I drink wine sometimes." "Oh, maybe you're not who I think you are." I said, "Well, I drink beer on the radio." "Yep, you're the guy I think you are." So my confession for today.
You drank some wine.
Well, and I'm not the beer expert here. Dee is the beer expert here. And in honor of American Craft Beer Week, we brought in some reinforcements for you.
Yeah, Tyler's here from Goose Island.
Hi.
What's
welcome.
Up, everybody?
Welcome. So excited to have you here. The main reason we got you here is to introduce to us a brand new beer that you guys have out. It's the 312 Lemonade Shandy. So let's start with that, and then we'll get to the beer pairing later.
Yeah. Happy to talk about it. I mean, caught us on the right week, not only American Craft Beer Week, but also this week is our 33rd anniversary.
That's amazing. I love it.
Thank you. So, you know, we got started 33 years ago. John Hall opened up our brew pub, which is still in operation on Clybourne Street, downtown Chicago. Come visit us if you get a chance. But got known for mild ales and then branched out into IPAs, sours, and eventually Bourbon County Stout, right? So just amazing lineage of brewers. And now dipping our toe into the Shandy space, which has been a ton of fun. You know, 312 Lemonade Shandy is a new launch for us this year. It was pretty crazy because we have the brewers who come out with, you know, Bourbon County every year, and they're hard at work right now making sure that this year is the best, which is always tough especially after last year.
Right.
I think we went through about 50 different trials on this one. They're pretty meticulous, but it's a pretty fun process to get to drink along the way. Yeah, like this, don't like that, you know, and go along.
So you get to do all that?
Oh, I'll get to partner with them.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So when you're doing the sampling and trying to figure out what recipe you're going to go with, What scale are they brewing that on?
We have a couple of different size breweries actually within Goose. We have a 2-barrel system, okay. So we're kind of a really, really fancy large home brewer setup, let's call it, but with, you know, all the professional equipment. But we have a 50-barrel brew house, so we can kind of scale from there, and then we can, you know, kind of up from
so
there.
You scale up as you get closer and closer, I would assume?
Yeah. So once you get a little more dialed in and kind of want to bring a few more people into the fold, and then we, you know, we try things in our tap room all the time that, you know, it's a lot of the ways that beer kind of makes it graduates into the real world. So.
Okay, so this Shandy is a little different than most.
Oh, and absolutely.
It's combining...
I can tell you, I've drank many Shandies, Pat. I know, that's shocking. But this is definitely, I would say, the crispest that I've ever had. And it's more like lemonade than any beer I've ever had in my mouth.
Yeah, that's what we were going for. Is like if lemonade was a beer, like what would it be? It's 312 Lemonade Shandy, right? And I think, you know, one of the ways that I like to describe it is, you know, if you were to go, like, pour yourself, like, I don't know, like a Florida's Natural or something like that, like that clear bottle, like you get that fresh lemonade, right? Or Yountade, I don't know, whatever you like. But it starts a little sweet, and you get that pithy tart.
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's what this really nails is, like, that pithy tart. That's what makes it really feel and taste like lemonade, right? So you get that, and it's a little drying on the end. And the process of, like, coming out with this is we all realize that it kind of evaporate in your hand. Right, like it's weird. The can is empty. You know, it's strange.
What happened
might,
there?
Might need a second one or third.
Which is fine with it being at 4.2.
What I was just going to ask. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Well, that's the other thing, right? We've been playing around, you know, with some of the other beers that we've been coming out with. We have one called Tropical Beer Hug right now. It's 9.9. So that one's not as sessionable. It's really good, but like it's a little dangerous though because that one drinks like at 6. But this is at 4.2. You're not going to get yourself in a too much trouble.
In a lot of trouble, right?
Yeah.
Unless you have that entire case there.
The 15-pack, yeah. You make them in 6-packs and 15-packs. It's kind of fun.
All right.
I love that it's 15.
Yeah.
Because 12 is never really enough.
Well, you get 3 more beers, why not?
All right, so in honor of American Craft Beer Week, I wanted to do something with beer as well for the food. And so I kind of went on my favorite website, which is food52.com.
Yeah.
And I typed in beer, and I came up with this beer candied bacon, which I've never made before. I don't know if you're familiar with Food 52, but it's basically user-generated recipes, but then they've got a staff that tries out a lot of these recipes and comments on them and makes suggestions and stuff. So I kind of followed the staff's recommendations on here. It got a little extra crispy. That part I don't like, but the flavor I really like a lot.
So, all right.
So grab yourself a piece of bacon out of the big
the
mug
boot.
There. The boot.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect to have bacon here, but I am very excited about it.
Can we cheers our bacon?
We can cheers bacon. That's fine.
Like I said,
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
I am fully vaccinated plus 2 weeks, so.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a real sweetness to that.
That's nice.
Seriously, if you get bacon wrong, like you feel like you wronged humanity.
It's so true. I love how this pairs with the lemonade shandy, dude. The 312 lemonade shandy really accentuates the sweetness that's on the top of the bacon here. It's fantastic. The salt, the sweet, is that not mankind's best combo?
Absolutely, and that's like the simplest recipe in the entire world. It was literally mix up some beer and some brown sugar and make your bacon and then brush it on there.
Love it.
And that was about it.
How do you feel about the bacon with the lemonade shandy here?
I feel really good about it. I mean, you got compliments and contrast, right? It starts sweet, but you got the offset there of sweet and salty. I mean, which, to your point. I mean,
it works perfectly. All right.
It's awesome.
Loves that.
And again, bacon.
I know.
Right?
You can't go wrong with beer and bacon.
No, absolutely not.
Well, thank you so much, Tyler, for stopping by today and making this a special edition of Feed the Resistance in honor of American Craft Beer Week, in honor of your 33rd anniversary of Goose Island, in honor of the brand new 312 Lemonade Shandy. Oh, by the way,
BT Dubs,
you can win some.
That's right.
Yeah. Head to altmad.com. Tap there where it says tap that, and you can win some 312 Lemonade Shandy from us.
Todd's perf.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Every Friday, right about this time, on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.